And this is the entrance. And as you see, here is written Mefat, which means good luck, because you need luck when you go underground. Because now we are going underground some 700 meters.
Barya Mustafa is my guide for the day. He used to be deputy head of Trepça Company and has worked here in management for some 40 years. There's five of us in a small, rusty lift about the size of a kitchen table, hurtling downwards. Every now and again, we stop letting miners out and letting others in. We go into the third level from the bottom.
So, don't, it's only signal. So this is the 10th level.
The tunnel we're in is a kilometre long. Steam jets out from pipes overhead. It's completely dark except for our headlamps and those of a couple of miners 100 metres in front of us. Still, Barjam insists, we're in no danger.
This mine is very safe because the rocks are very compact, so we don't have any kind of caches of the rocks, you know.
There's also a system in place to make sure everyone's accounted for. Each miner hangs a number on a board in the corridor as he goes further into the tunnel and takes it when he leaves. We squelch our way into a cavernous room cut into the rock called the workshop. Here, huge flat diggers with massive wheels are being fixed and maintained. Jibde Droma has worked here with these machines more than three decades and tells me the thought of working anywhere else is a strange one.
As the first of generation which was very much connected with the Trepça mines, I cannot imagine my life without Trepça and without working Trepça. And to be honest, I'm not able to answer if I will not work here, what will do.
We walk another 200 meters or so up to the next level of the mine. It's deafeningly loud as the sound reverberates off the walls. The miner using this 3-meter-long, 30-kilo drill tells me it's exhausting work, and he does it all shift long, stopping only for short breaks. He's 53 years old and has another 12 years to go before he retires. Still, he says, he's happy working underground. For many here, it's back-breaking effort, day in, day out. But it's a job, and in an area with an unemployment rate of more than 35%, that's a godsend. Back in the lift, I meet Mui Jaffa, ending the day in full voice as he joins us on the way back up into the daylight. Thomas Lowe in Stantorg Mine, Kosovo, for RFI.